I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta
90s baby, stand up.
You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my crap serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Runs a show over there, so they're like, oh, Italian kids, bring them in. So like they were giving us drinks there, and then we went to dinner and just got,
dude, you must have been wrecked.
Yeah, I was annihilated.
Yeah, the whole time I was like, fuck, I should have brought nips to this shit,
dude. I mean, it's sick though, because I think over COVID was when they after COVID was when they started doing the beer gardens that never used to be
like
there.
The pop-up ones that they have, like the floating ones.
Yeah,
yeah, but you can't leave it, you have to drink it in it.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. So
still,
I was like,
still, it's still a good time. Yeah, you people watch and shit, you know.
Yeah, but like, because I got there early with Emma, my little one, and I was like, yo, like, I'm gonna grab a drink before like mom gets here and fucking bitches me out. And but I just wasn't thinking. Like I saw, and it was also hot, and I was just like, yo, like an Italian lemonade would sounds amazing right now. So I got one, and then I try and like walk out and just like walk around with it and just keep it pushing. And dude, saw me, he's like, yo, like, you can't leave with that. And I was just like, oh. I was like, that makes sense. I was like, fuck, I'm so stupid. So it was a big alcoholic moment where I just like had to slam it because Emma was just like waiting for me.
Yeah.
So I just like slammed it. And I was like,
yeah, you know. Give me two. Hold my beer. Yeah.
All right, ready. Welcome to episode 75. Let me run that back.
Run it back, Turbo.
Hey, I'm gonna take the headphones off the table.
Nah, because I keep kicking you.
No.
Because the thing is right here.
What?
Welcome to episode 75 of But I Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture through the unaffiliated opinions of host Snacks.
Fuck. All right, it's up. You missed it.
Give me Snacks, baby.
Oh, wow. I'm here. Going to the fucking gym. DJ's Fingers. And Cammy V.
DJ Cammy V.
Powered by Dope Entertainment. And this episode is sponsored by Jim's Market.
Jim's Market, baby.
Jimmy's Playhouse.
Jim's Market. Very kindly hooked us up with some grub today, and it's fucking amazing. So if I sound a little slow and mumbly,
home with the B-boys, baby.
It's because the B-boys are sitting heavy in the stomach right now.
How you feeling?
Dude, so I've been like on a cleanse, so like.
And this is your first time experiencing the market.
Yeah, the market, man. But yeah, I definitely want to have my asshole paused at the end of this, because this is about to come out very messy. But it was amazing. It was clean. If you want a good breakfast sandwich and you want to be full, head up to the Jim's Market, man. They kill it.
Yeah, shout out my boy Justin, owner of Jim's Market. Jim's been around since 76, family owned and operated. He's a third generation business owner.
Love it.
Check him out on Instagram at Jim's_Market.
Fire.
Home of the B-Boys, best breakfast sandwich in all of New England.
And if you go, let him know that, you know, we sent you over there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely let him know. And it's on 463 Fulton Street in Medford, so...
Cammy actually has a sandwich named after him there.
I do have a sandwich named after me there.
It's crazy.
Does it have sausage in it?
Does it have a big Italian sausage in it?
That's what it is.
Why do you gotta be so zesty with
it? I'm just saying, does it have a sausage in it?
No, it doesn't have a sausage
in it. All right, cool. Mine had a sausage in it.
But it could.
Pause. Fingers his ass off to Jim's Market.
But only because I've been on a cleanse. I haven't been eating bread and all that shit. So now my stomach is
bread.
About to.
But a lot been going on. Because we miss you. You missed the last episode, man.
Yeah, man. You know, I just have to get away from you guys. It's just stressful sometimes. You know, I just need
like
a fucking break.
It'd be like that. But a lot's been going on. I know Cammy just was traveling a little bit. Gig in Texas.
Gigging it.
In West Virginia.
West Virginia,
gigging
Texas. It. Bro, dude.
Yeah, tell us about like the other markets and how you approach those events and whatnot.
Yo, so travel life is fucking different.
It's tiring,
I don't
right?
know how the hell you do it, bro. Because you do a lot more traveling than I do.
But because of the experience I had, I cut it down a ton. Like last year, I did like in a month, like 12 gigs in a month or something like that.
I did two in a week span and I was like fucking toast. But yeah, bro, so West Virginia was unbelievable. And that was like, the travel wasn't too bad because you fly to Pittsburgh, you hop in a car. It's only like
a two-hour
ride from Pittsburgh. But crowd was awesome. It was open a weekend there. West Virginia definitely got busy. You know, a lot of drunk college kids.
They're nuts.
Yeah, they're nuts out there. And bro, I'm going to be honest. College Station, Texas.
Different.
Like, and it's not even close, bro. It was probably to date the best gig I've ever done.
Really?
Bro,
let's go.
Dude, and the manager came up to me after and was like,
Yeah, bro, he's hilarious, right?
He's the man. Shout out Chris, right?
Yeah.
Bro, he's hilarious. He goes, dude, he goes, those kids aren't going to be able to walk tomorrow. I go, what do you mean? He goes, they're going to have so much calf cramps from fucking jumping up and down for 4 hours. Yeah. But, dude, I mean, big room. Everything's bigger in Texas, man.
Yeah, it's like a 1,200-person room or something like that.
Oh, this sausage is bigger in Texas.
I didn't find out.
You didn't have breakfast?
No, I didn't, actually.
Dude, no time.
Dude,
you're in and you're out.
Both trips were 24-hour trips.
Yeah, Jesus. That's how it is.
And that travel, it was tough. It was like 5 hours to get out there, 2 hour car ride to get to College Station.
Yeah,
two hour ride back. We slept for maybe 3 hours. 2 hour ride back.
Yep.
6 hour flight. Wow. Yeah, bro. It was.
Yep. Trust me.
Well worth it. And you know the venue next door was like, hey, we got to get you out here. So got that lined up. So definitely we'll be back soon.
Awesome, man.
How about you? What's going on? What's going on with the boys?
Yeah, Fingers and I have been on the radio this month. Basically, you know, got the call. They need some heavy hitters to come through the spot. But you know, we've had the absolute pleasure and grateful opportunity to be on Jammin' this month.
Yeah,
both Fingers and I, which it was cool. And it was always
good.
When it's the homie, when it's the homie, it's always cool. And so we've been talking all month about, you know, kind of how we're doing things and how we're experiencing it. What's your experience been like, Fingers?
I've always wanted to, like, you know, learn all different aspects of the industry just because, you know, I'm at heart, I'm an artist, I'm a producer. You know, I'm a writer, so there's still things that I do now that I want to do to conquer the industry. So radio is always a big part of that. You know, mm-hmm. You have to know how the radio works and the ins and outs. And as far as DJing too, has always been a cross off my bucket list. It's actually how I learned, you know, being a little kid in the car, listening to those DJs up there, like Roy Barboza.
So true.
You
know,
going in there, doing
the mix.
Yeah, Roy's still going.
So to me, it's always been a nostalgic thing for me to be on the radio. So it's surreal to get, you know, phone calls from people, you know, videos and stuff like that. Oh, you're on the radio. It's so cool. Da, da, da. So I'm very grateful. Shout out to Pup Dog.
Shout out Pup Dog.
You know, he's like, hey, yo, we need you guys. Come on. Let's see how it goes. So we're still there. And we got a couple mixes coming up this weekend.
For sure.
Should be dope.
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, like you said, like, shout out to everybody who has been listening and tuning in to our sets and stuff like that. It's just, it's really, really cool to when people hit you up or, like, they take the pictures of being like, yo, like, I'm listening to you. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, give me snacks.
That's
sick, dude.
It's cool.
Yeah, I've been tuning in, boys.
I didn't want it to just be another mix on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be just another set. So, like, we want to take our time and actually put our, like, when you listen to his set, like, you know it's him.
Yeah.
Listen, without even hearing the drop, I know it's him.
Yeah.
Mm. Without even hearing my drop, you know it's me.
Yeah. It's true. That is very true. Yeah.
So, and I've been getting a lot of. One of the biggest compliments I got was like, hey, your show reminded me of the Baker Boys show.
Nice.
So they used to
If you guys don't know who the Baker Boys are, like, they are just this.
Dude, that's awesome.
What, at least nationally syndicated radio station, where kind of how similar how, like, the Breakfast Club is a nationally syndicated radio station where other cities and stations just pick them up and they get contracted to be able to just broadcast their show. That's how good they are.
Yeah.
And they were like kind of like the founding fathers of kind of that process and their
super remixes and
they did live shows and they did like skits. Like they had the personalities plus the talent. Like they were amazing and they still do their thing. They're all over the country, probably all over the world as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Just to give them some context.
So that was dope. So I love it, man. And I want to see where it goes from here, man. Shout out to all my guys on the radio. Shout out to Rico Suave. He's been helping me a lot too, guiding me through this because he works on there. He works for iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. Man, shout out Jamie. Shout out iHeartRadio. Should be on there on the weekend. So if you hear this, I'll be there on Saturday. I think you'll be on
Sunday.
Nice.
So
awesome. Well deserved, guys. That's
thank you,
awesome.
Man. Yeah, thank you. Good times. Look at the boys doing work.
Look at the boys.
Boys are on fire right now.
Boys are on super fire.
We're so back.
We're so fucking back. Speaking of back, I guess. I mean, there's been a lot of talk of our good friend Drizzy Drake. Just, you know, obviously still on tour. I know we were trying to do. There was a lot of rumors about his album coming out, the new For All the Dogs album coming out, and we were trying to actually plan to do because it was rumored to be coming out I think the 25th of August, which is just the rumor.
Yeah,
and we were trying to prepare to do something cool for you guys and be like, yo, like let's do like a live like recording, of our real reaction to, like, so, like, no one can listen to it before, like, stay off of social media, and, like, we were gonna really get real raw reactions for the show. And we were planning to do it at my place and blah, 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 blah. And then the shit never dropped.
We all got out of our gigs and then, like, immediately checked Spotify. And
I was off. So I was, like, I was, Burning Boy dropped. So I was chilling with my guys. So we were there. We bought the big boy bottle of Espinol. We actually killed it between us three. I won't talk about
of what?
It.
Of Espolón?
Espolón.
Jesus Christ.
We killed that shit.
That one, that thing is, I have one in my house right now. On touch.
Huge. But anyways. The shit, they put it on fucking Wikipedia that it was dropping.
They did do that.
Did they?
Yeah.
They did. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, you sent me that. Yeah.
That was where I was like, oh, guys, it's coming, definitely, dude. Yeah, you know, I was like, yeah. I was just mad fucking amped up waiting for it. But then I'm like, yo, he never really said that he was dropping coming, it.
Yeah, and so that was the thing is that after the fact, when everyone's kind of disappointed and stuff, he said on his show that the next show that he did, he was like, hey, guys, like.
That's on you.
No one fucking, I never said that this shit was dropping that day.
Well, I guess because usually when Drake drops, there's usually OVO Radio.
Yeah,
there was an OVO Radio that dropped that night,
and
at 10 o'clock,
and that's when they previewed the
no, but he also posted every time. He always before, like the week of,
yeah.
Historically speaking, he posts the album cover,
and everybody on his team posted the album cover,
right?
So I'm like, oh damn, he's just about to just drop this shit because it's building the momentum to drop. But he's just like, okay, he's gonna probably wait to the end of. The tour, now that I'm thinking about it, probably wait for the end of the tour, probably wait for his birthday, probably wait for October. But do you want to wait that long after?
I don't think it's going to be that long.
Yeah, I'll be surprised.
I think it's going to be the next
couple
weeks.
He says it's coming soon, but obviously we don't know what that means. But
and how about Ye drops in October?
I think Ye is going to drop whenever Drake drops, just for shits and gigs. Hot take.
I don't know.
I think he
has like no hype or rollout or anything right
now. Ye's kind of tired, but they've been talking. There's been a lot of rumors about the Ye album as well, but we'll get into that.
He's deep in a cave right now. We haven't seen no antics. Like, there was a part where we couldn't go.
not one antic? You can't think of anything?
Kanye, listen.
I don't think that was an antic. I think he just got caught.
Everyone wants to, you know, everyone has their opinions on Kanye. Kanye's the fucking man. EJ's gonna put up the picture, the photo that we're talking about on the screen as you're listening. It literally just dropped today that they were recording just this photo.
Okay, he could just be hanging out with his lady. He's probably sitting up on top.
It's a paparazzi. It's a paparazzi.
He's probably
photo.
Sitting up on top, hugging her. But it looks like
it's a paparazzi photo of the funny part about it is like it's him and his wife on like in like a canoe. Like that's
so funny, dude. It's like a gondola.
It's a gondola, bro.
Yeah, it's a fucking
getting head in a gondola.
Thousands of people around in the channel, bro.
I'm getting fucking top in a fucking gondola. Yeah.
And even the caption is like
Kanye.
Yeah, and even the caption is like, you know, Kanye West getting what did it say? It was like his wife. Yeah, and his wife.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck her name is.
Getting top.
Yeah, and what it looks like, what it appears.
Allegedly
is she's giving them that sloppy toppy. That fellatio.
That fellatio.
But it's so funny because the pictures, it's like Kanye being like, whoop.
Bro, he's
and he has
like
the scarf. And he has like a scarf covering. And we're like, we know that's you. Yeah, you horny ass motherfucker. But it's fucking. Yeah, he's the fucking man. So I guess he is still inevitably still in the headlines.
Kanye being Kanye.
Well, like there's rumors that he's working on an album. Heavy rumors that. So what he's not going to be using, which I thought he would. There's still some songs off Yandy that I wanted him to use, but like, I guess he's not going to use them. And then the Donda 2 has some crazy joints on there, but he's not going to use. He's like the king of fucking dropping songs that are fucking amazing. But like, hey, this will probably change the world, but no, delete
but
it.
I don't need it. I don't need it. Yeah. I don't need it. But that's how good his shit is.
You know what I'm thinking? You know what I'm thinking too?
Fuck, man.
Just think about like Michael Jackson, like all the, like all
there's
the
a lot of music that Michael never dropped.
He but said like, he made over 100 songs every album and picked 12.
Right, but think about it, like since his passing, like there's been like breadcrumbs of like all his stuff, like the posthumous stuff, right? So with Kanye, dude, imagine all the songs that he has in the vault.
I mean, there's like New Body, which was one of the leaks.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
One of my
that.
Favorite leaks is what's it called? Last Name was probably one of my favorite leaks. Hurricane ended up coming out on the album.
That was fire.
Which was fucking dope. But anyways, this album, they said he's using all older songs that he's already worked on that are not out.
And he's just making them
revising them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So we're talking about My Dark Twisted Fantasy era. We're talking about the Life of Pablo era. And we're talking about Yeezus era.
It's gonna be so fucking
really?
Hard.
That's what
the rumor project is?
So there's this Yeezy shit, and then there's like real critical Yeezy fans that, but I'm excited for that. So if the year ends off like that,
that's amazing.
Be a good year.
And if Uzi drops again, which he might drop, suppose this supposed to be better than the other one.
They say that every time.
Yeah, they do say that every time. What's the fucking name of it too? It's something ridiculous.
Barter 16. He trying to
doing the Carter and then what Young Thug did because Lil Wayne got pissed at him.
But speaking of hip hop albums dropping, we had the Travis Scott new record, or is it a new record or matching record of 4 weeks straight number one. With Utopia?
Yeah, for best hip hop album. 4 weeks straight,
and then
first time.
And then my rebuttal to that was, well, what has dropped since to dethrone him?
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
So it's kind of easy to stay on top when there's nothing pulling you down.
Well, smart time for him to drop.
It's just the highest quality of music we've heard since Donda.
I'm not even a big Donda guy, to be honest.
As far as mainstream hip hop? Or the Nas album, but I'm talking about the heavy hitters.
What
in the
about
industry.
Kendrick's album?
Was that after?
Yeah, it was after. Donda.
Honestly, never mind, right?
Best album of all time.
Or Her Loss too.
Well, we also got to put into to think that Travis got a fucking cold, bro.
Yeah.
And the bundles and all that shit, so that all goes together. But as far as the streaming record, I think he passed Drake.
I think so, yeah. I think
with this album.
Oh, no. Him. Oh, did he pass? Oh, I don't know.
Was it Drake? He passed somebody. I think Drake. But
For streams?
Listen, Jizzy's going to drop, and the whole industry is going to stop, and the whole world's going to stop for Jizzy. We know that fucking shit, so.
Speaking of For All the Dogs, though, I was reading something about the album cover, and as we know, it's... Adonis' son's drawing. He's a 5-year-old, and it's a drawing that he made of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a horse at first until I saw it. I'm just saying, I thought it was a horse at first. You gonna look at that middle of the dog? I'm just saying.
He's five.
I'm just saying, I thought it was a horse at first. Oh, shit.
Yo, has your kid ever drawn you something like crazy, like, oh, it's me and you, dad, and you look at it like, oh, sick, I'll put it right on the fridge.
That should look just like me, though. He's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, my son's nasty.
Apparently, Drake, the reason why, I mean, I'm sure that there's obviously the sentimental value of the fact that, hey, like, my son's going to make this album cover that's going to live forever. But apparently, I was reading this thing that, there's also a whole financial reason, too. Because now Adonis, just as a person, gets kickback off of this album.
DJ Khaled?
And then I guess, and then I was reading into it, it's complicated with financial stuff, included a Roth IRA.
So royalties and shit.
Royalties, yeah.
So he gets t-shirts and all the merch, whatever. Yeah,
get a lot.
Which, it could be Drake being Drake, or it could be just a coincidence. I'm sure Drake would have done that kind of otherwise, and just being like, hey, this is my son and I love him and I want him to have his moment, which I think is cool. But I do think that Drake has a track record of having horrible album covers.
He's had great album covers up until...
I mean, Thank Me Later was not good.
I thought he had pretty iconic album covers.
So Far Gone is, I think, his best album cover. Or it's not even an album.
So Far Gone.
The kid on top of the thing. Yeah, and it's like a silhouette. That's just fire.
Yeah. Nothing was the same. You didn't like it in the clouds? I think
it's iconic, I guess, but I don't think it's...
I think after, if you're reading this, it's too late. Sharp decline.
Yeah, if you're in this...
Certified Lover Boy might be my least favorite album cover of all time.
Fuck. Yeah, that was stupid as fuck.
The emojis with the... I actually really enjoyed that album. I'm like, I just fucking hate looking at that album
cover.
Yeah,
that shit was dumb as fuck.
What's your favorite album cover of all time?
Oh.
Yo, the thing is, I've thought about this question before, years ago, but damn, I need to really think about this.
Top three.
I got one off the top of my head. Carter 3.
That's a really good one.
With Lil Wayne's kid picture with the tattoos on his face.
Yeah, that one's fucking... Do you remember when I did that for my birthday?
Yeah. I DJ'd that, sick.
That was fucking sick. Probably Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd is up there. I think...
Graduation.
Honestly... Oh, yeah, Graduation, that's a good one. Really good one.
Yeah, that's iconic.
But I think Fantasy might be better for me.
because it had the multiple covers.
Yeah, I think that is just like the concept. I think is cool.
There's just the whole artwork behind My Dark Twisted Fantasy was just amazing.
Dude, the rollout for that too was just everything was like so perfect.
But I think I think most of the best album covers we're gonna really, if we really think about it, are gonna come from like the vinyl era, because that's when that was your selling point.
Yeah,
the
true.
Way that that record looked like when some people are in a record store and going through it. That's why I think, you know, and then even the CD era too. But like, I think that's why album artwork has had such a decline in the last 20 years.
Yeah, because you're not really, you're going online and like you're just going to download and, or just stream the album there. You're not really, don't have anything tangible to look at and hold. And it was kind of a collectibles item, you know what I'm saying, to go to the store.
I think what's interesting too is like now that Spotify, like when you're on a song, it's sometimes for certain artists, now it shows like a video. Like,
yeah, they have a little video.
Yeah, those are fire.
They are kind of cool, but I'm like,
I think they're fire. I think when they're good, when they're like really good.
When they're good, it's dope. I understand that, but it's just like the industry as far as like tangible things, like it's just, the industry just, ever since streaming, it just went to shit for me. Yeah, we get the music quicker that way, and it's right at the tip of your fingers, and it allows people to upload and be a part of the shit, but it also allows a lot of bullshit to be uploaded online. Because they want things to can drop an album. But yeah, man, as far as the creation of music and stuff like that, I love where the technology has gone to, but it's just made it so super easy for anyone to just go and to go buy a studio setup and do it, which is cool. It's great. But it just, I feel like it waters down everything and it just doesn't make it seem as like the process as great. So now, there's a lot of motherfuckers that just cut corners these days with music, and it's just like, and I think the reason why hip hop is at where it's at right now is because, as far as labels, and the labels are not putting money into the projects anymore, because a lot of people going independent. A lot of people are finding ways to just employ their own people. So it's just like the money's not funneling back into the labels anymore. A lot of people trying to find ways to make it come back around to them.
Well. That's actually interesting you say that, because we, Snacks and I, had a conversation about this, actually specifically involving the radio and how like these labels are pumping money to the radio station for them to play songs for artists. And also what I didn't realize is that there's a, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a kickback to the artists. So I don't think so. I think the way it works is label pays radio station X amount of dollars to play song A. Song A gets played on the radio station as essentially advertisement, because they're going to be making their sales on album sale. They're going to be making money on album sales and streams. That's my understanding of it, because I'm like,
I wouldn't speak on it.
Radio streams are, I don't know if this is the right way to word it, but are worth more than streaming platform streams.
But what does that mean, though? Because the label is paying the radio station to play these songs.
I can't confirm or deny.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, the conversation was...
Rumor is radio pays the artist.
Okay.
Rumor.
Okay. Gotcha.
Rumor.
All gotcha. I know is, I DJ on the radio, and you can find me on Gemini 05. That's all I fucking know.
I love the fucking radio. You fucking turn it on, the music is right fucking there. You don't gotta fucking go look through a playlist and that. Especially then you got me and my fucking Snacks.
You just gotta time it right.
That's on the true. Motherfucking radio. Catches, we on there, baby. I'll give you a little shout out or something. Chad, no.
You know, I'm still on the album cover thing. Pusha T's album cover. The what is it, the Whitney Houston joint?
Room.
Daytona.
Daytona.
Is that Daytona's album?
Yeah.
Yo, that shit was fire.
That was fire.
That shit was hot.
That was fire.
And
in the big record at the end.
Yeah, that one's fire. Yeah, I didn't
notice that line on that Jack Harlow song that Drake did,
which was
talking about Daytona shit.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Daytona with the faces.
I was just going through like epic lines, epic
Church,
like
Churchill Downs.
Yeah, Churchill Downs and shit. I'm like, oh shit. Drake is a sneaky motherfucker, bro.
Super sneaky.
Super sneaky.
Sneaky
bro.
Is sneaky. You want to talk about sneaky? Fucking former President Donald Trump is out here in these streets.
He's in these motherfucking streets. He's fucking holding down. POP holding the fucking shit down. His motherfucker don't get no fuck. He wouldn't get no money to goddamn Ukraine. Put the money right back in the hood. Put the money right back in the street. What the fuck is Joe Biden doing walking up goddamn shit falling on the motherfucking floor? Looking like he's sleeping when he talking. That's all, folks. You know what I'm talking about, Joe? Yo, listen. Y'all motherfuckers don't know shit about Trump. Trump out here putting these motherfuckers on spotlight. Yo, check that bitch's emails, yo. That motherfucker, that dude's son, cocaine head motherfucker right there, son, in the White House doing coke off the table. Come on, cuz. Shout out Trump, man. Free my dude Trump. He's already out, but free my dude Trump. Buy the merch.
Dude, next episode, Faye's gonna be wearing a Trump 2024 shirt.
Please get him a Trump
with the mugshot.
Shirt.
Give me goddamn MAGA hat, baby. I'm out here, bro. You want to cut the taxes in your head, cuz.
Former President Donald Trump turned himself in last Thursday night at the Fulton County Jail to be booked on felony charges in connection with efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in Georgia. The arrest was Trump's fourth. Dude, he's out here, bro. Does Tupac even have that many?
That's wild.
Since April, and it was the first time he or any former U.S. president had his mugshot taken. Yo, the mugshot's been everywhere. Yo, the Barbie Dude. Memes with the mugshot had me crying. Nuts.
Bro, it's funny. It's fucking funny. What a great picture, though.
The booking took place in a state that was largely ground zero for his bogus stolen election claims, despite enormous pushback against him from the Republican governor and top election officials in a state that he had won in 2016. Trump's continued insistence that the election results could not be trusted helped cost Republicans control of the U.S. Senate in a runoff
Speak
election
the motherfucking
in January
truth, Trump.
2021.
Speak the motherfucking truth, Trump. They found a truck full of mad ballots and shit.
They found the bag with the ballots. Is what
they found
saying?
A bag of ballots and shit. They found a boat of ballots, bro. Where you find a boat of ballots from, son? Come on, son. Tell the fucking truth. Where you find a boat of ballots, bro? Come on, bro. Kanye was on the money with
here
that
we
shit,
go.
Son.
Here we go. Dude, here we go.
Where's the bag of the Kanye ballots?
Huh?
where was
Kanye was
ballot?
Never going to win. Hey, yo, my dude Trump didn't even show up to the debate, son. He's like, I don't even got to fucking be there, bro. I'm running for president. I don't even got to be there, cuz. And I'm proud to be an American, motherfucker. My president's orange, nigga. My president orange, son. Orange.
Could orange be the new black?
Not chill. Black power till we die. You know what I'm saying? But you know what's fucking nuts? The only person that didn't get bonded out was a fucking black guy. Out of all the people that got indicted with Trump. Out of every person that got indicted with Trump, there's this one black guy that did not get bonded out. He's actually still in jail to this day.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Hell, dude, hell dude, dirty, bro.
Hell of a system we got.
Oh, my fucking God. It works.
We don't like to get political on this show.
It works.
But it is crazy how, like, Trump is kind of wild. Like, when we think about presidential, like, not conspiracy, like, what's the word?
Controversy.
Thank you so much. You know, we had a Slick Willie getting head in the office, like a real fucking president. Yeah, should
get a ski skeet on the
Kanye
blouse. You can't get the ski skeet on the blouse, dog. You ain't know what you gotta do, bro. Come on, dog. You gotta get it on a little napkin. You got over there, son. You get on the blouse, cuz she gonna walk out the door like, yo, I got a little ski skeet on the blouse. Ain't nothing. You know what I mean? Come
fucking,
on, son.
Fucking jeez. JFK clapping Marilyn Monroe's cheeks. Oh
cheeks,
my God.
I would have done the same thing, son. Yo, what on the street? The wifey was called a hit on him. Like, yo, he clapping cheeks.
Crazy.
When you get the beam on him.
Crazy. Crazy. And
yo, what?
And we had Richard Nixon with the oil gate.
Yes, and he's out here with the Saudis going nuts.
What? Oh my God!
He's out here with the Saudis going. Stop!
You're cut off. You're done. Turn off his mic. Which one's? Were you mic three? Were you mic three?
Yeah.
That's not from Saudi.
No, children, just we're not getting canceled. That's we're not getting. Canceled.
We're not doing this. Today. Not today. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I got my Punjabi gang in the bed. You really know what it is, baby. You come on, man. I'm like 3% Indian. It's all good.
China.
Yo, Jimmy's Market, baby. They had the best fucking sausages you ever fucking eat in your life. They put it in the fucking bread with the fucking hash browns. It's fucking dope.
We gotta end this episode. Fingers is off the fucking rails. Thank you so much for listening. Episode 75. Jim's Market. Shout out Jim's
Vote
Market.
For
Jim's
motherfucking Market. Trump. Vote for Trump, baby.
No, dude. So we're stop. We're not. Stop. Cut this dude off. I'm taking your mic.
I'm trying to make America great again.
Stop. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
You're fucking crazy. Dude, you're a maniac.
Vote for Trump. Oh, you're my. Fucking crazy.
Hey, come back with a...